前大概旧约圣经四篇九十篇。Let's turn to the Old Testament, Psalm 90.
我们念一起第十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
12. Today, right? So teach us to number our days, and we may apply our hearts.
这是一个很简单的圣经啊。It's a very simple verse. 这节圣经是摩西写的。
This verse is written by Moses.
那我们再读一节在新约的里面。
Let's read another verse in the New Testament.
以弗所书第五章十六节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 12.
以弗所书第五章第十六节。
Chapter 5, verse 16.
好，我们一起来念啊。
要爱的。Time,
这两节圣经一节是在旧约的时候写的，一节是在新约的时候写的。
These two verses, one is written in the Old Testament, one is written in the New Testament.
但是他们的信息是非常的靠近。
But their message is very near each other.
在我在思想今天要跟弟兄姊妹交通什么话语的时候。
When I was meditating on what to fellowship with the saints this morning,
所以我在思想说最近这些时间神借着他的仆人对我们所说了些什么话。
The Lord through his servants, what kind of words will he speak to us?
所以我就在主的面前默想了之后，我就发现最近神借着他的仆人在我们中间讲三方面的事。
While I was meditating on the words spoken by his servants to his children, at least there are three items in which the Lord spoken to us.
头一方面就是神借着他的仆人讲到他永远的目的。
The first aspect that through his servant speak concerning God's eternal purpose.
这件事情已经在我们当中被讲很多次。
This aspect has been spoken in our midst for many times.
第二件事情在我们当中被讲的很多的，就是讲到教会的生活。
And also the second aspect concerning the church life.
怎么样弟兄姊妹在教会的实际里面。
How can all the saints be in the reality of the church life?
当我们弟兄 John Ingle 来的时候，他也在礼拜五的晚上提到这一件事。
And also our brother John Ingle in Friday night he speak also on this item.
然后第三件事在我的心里面印象很深刻的，就是在上礼拜六晚上我们弟兄讲到主的再来。
And also the third aspect concerning the fellowship of our brother Saturday night concerning the Lord's coming.
所以这三件事主在我们当中这样子说出来。
The Lord speak these three aspects in our midst.
我就在思想到底我们怎么样来执行呢。
As I was meditating, I was considering how can we apply it.
这些话语怎么样能够对我们有帮助呢。
How can this word be a help to us?
当我在思想的时候，我就发现讲到神的旨意有一个最重要的一件事。
As I was meditating concerning God's eternal purpose,there is one thing.
最重要的事就是看见。
The most important thing is that we should see it.
如果我们不能看见的话就对我们不能有帮助。
If we never see it, then it wouldn't be a help to us.
不管我们听了多少
No matter how many times we have heard it.
但是直到我们自己看见
Not until we see it.
这些对我们都不成为帮助。
It wouldn't be a help to us.
我们怎么样能够看见
How can we see this?
需要时间。
We need time.
讲到第二件事情，讲到教会生活的实际。
Concerning the reality of the church life, the second aspect.
这件事情最重要的是什么呢？
What is the most important thing in this aspect?
就是实际。
It's the reality.
不管我们听到多少关于教会的这个道理。
No matter how many times we heard concerning the teaching of the church.
如果我们不能够实际的活出来的话。
If we don't have the reality of living it out.
对我们仍然是没有帮助。
It wouldn't be a help to us.
怎么样能够经历教会的实际呢？
How can we experience the reality of the church life?
需要时间。
We need time.
我们如果不肯花时间来经历教会生活的实际，我们永远没有那个经历。
If we don't want to spend time in experiencing the church life, we never have the experience.
第三
reality.
讲到我们要预备主的再来。
Thirdly, we speak concerning the Lord's coming.
讲到主的下来最重要的一件事是什么
concerning the Lord's coming, what is the most important thing?
就是预备。
It's to prepare.
今天很多人讲到主的下来他们在那里计算。
Many when speak concerning the Lord's coming, they try to count.
要看主到底什么时候来
啊、to come when will the Lord come back
实际上主什么时候来对我们来讲并不是第一重要的
when will the Lord come to us it is not that important
重要的是主来的时候你我是不是预备好了
the most important thing is that when the Lord comes back are we prepared
这个预备也需要时间
and to prepare we need time
好这三件事情都需要时间
so these three things we all need time
但是我们又没有时间
but we don't have the time
今天每一个人我们都承认我们实在没有时间
Today everybody will acknowledge that we don't have that much time
所以我们就来交通这两节圣经
So we will speak about these two verses
摩西说求主指教我们数算自己的日子
Moses said Lord teach us to number our days
好叫我们得到智慧的心
That we will gain a heart of wisdom
保罗说要爱惜光阴
Paul said redeeming the time
因为现今的世代邪恶
For the days are evil
如果在圣经上里面我们要找出两个人他们的生活的经历最丰富的话、
If we try to find out two persons in the Bible in which their experience is so rich
那我们就要找到这两个人
Then we should look out for these two persons
一个就是摩西
One is Moses
一个就是保罗
Another is Paul
没有一个人的生活能够像摩西这样多彩多姿的、
Not all are like the life of Moses so rich
摩西的一生可以分成三个阶段、
The life of Moses can be divided into three parts
头四十年他住在王宫的里面
The first 40 years he lived in the palace
在头四十年他要什么就有什么
In the palace what he wants he gets
然后呢他进入第二个四十年
Then he come into the second part of the 40 years
第二个四十年他要什么就没有什么
In the second 40 years what he wants he doesn't get
然后还有第三个四十年
Then another 40 years
第三个四十年他实在经历神是怎么样的一位神
Then in this last 40 years he experienced what God is to him
所以摩西来跟我们交通的话那实在是很合适
So when Moses comes to fellowship with us it's very appropriate
今天如果、我跟你交通
Today if I fellowship with you
我说弟兄啊这个地上的财富都是虚空的
When I tell you brother the riches on earth today is vanity
那你就要问我说你有没有得到你怎么知道是虚空的、
Did you get all the riches? How can you know it's vanity?
所以我来交通的话就不够实际
So to me when I fellowship with you it is not much of a reality
你跟我说那你有像我这么多钱的时候你再跟我交通
If you have that much money then you come and fellowship with me
但是摩西来交通的时候就不一样
But if Moses come and fellowship with us it's a different thing
摩西有他所有可以拥有的东西
He can have all the things he needs
所以他有资格来跟我们讲这句话
So he has that a position to speak this thing to us
他说这个财富是虚空的
He can say all this riches is vanity
一切如飞而去的
It's like the wind
他说我们要数算自己的日子
He said we should number our days
如果我跟一个弟兄来交通了
If I fellowship with a brother
我说主啊天空的飞鸟呢主都会看顾的
He said all the birds in the heavens the Lord take care of them
地上的百合花呢主也给他美好的衣服
All the lilies in the field, the Lord clothes them.
所以弟兄啊，你虽然现在生活很苦，但是不要担心的。
But brother, even though your life today is poor, but don't be worried.
那你就跟我讲了。
But then you will tell me.
你有一个稳定的工作。
You had a good job.
你有一个可以住的房子。
You had a house to live on.
那你就对我讲这样的话。
Then you say this thing to me.
等到我有一个工作以后。等我一个房子了以后你再来跟我交通
If I have a house and I have a decent job then tell this thing to me
感谢主摩西来跟我们交通
But today Moses is speaking to us
摩西在旷野里面的时候什么都没有
In the wilderness Moses has nothing
要什么没有什么东西
He wants something he gets nothing
但是摩西来跟我们交通说我们还是要数算我们的日子
But Moses keep on telling us we should number our day
所以这个数算日子跟我们的环境没有关系的
So to number our day is not related to our living.
我们今天，我们如果环境很顺利，我们也要数算日子。
Even though if our life today is so smooth, we still need to number our days.
我们的环境如果很艰难，我们也要数算日子。
If we have a terrible time in our daily living, we still need to number our days.
在新约里面，保罗甚至经历非常的丰富。
Also in the New Testament, Paul has a very rich experience.
保罗说：“我知道怎么样处丰富，我也知道怎么样处卑贱。”
I know when to be rich, I know when to be poor.
当我们读到哥林多后书的时候
When we read 2 Corinthians,
特别是读到11章
Especially in chapter 11,
那里保罗讲到他一生的经历
Paul speaks of his entire experience.
真是太丰富了
It's too rich.
有一件事情引导我们就垮掉了
If there is one thing that comes into us, then we will all be down.
但是保罗在那么多的经历里面
，But in his experiences, many experiences,
他还是散发出馨香之气。
He still give out the fragrance sweetness of Christ.
所以当保罗跟我们交通的时候，我们就很能领受。
So when Paul fellowship with us, then we can accept.
他说要爱惜光阴。
He said you should redeem the time,
因为献祭的时代。
Because the days are evil.
这个英文的翻译啊，跟我们中文翻译不一样。
The translation in English is different from the Chinese.
因为这个字很难翻译成中文。
Because this word is very hard to translate into English,
Chinese.
所以我们中文就翻译做爱惜。
He said we should redeem.
实际上呢，那个英文是讲到赎回。
In English is to redeem.
In Chinese is like make most use of it.
Make use of it.
But the English is redeeming.
So in Chinese to make use of it, in English to redeem back.
这是很不一样的。
So it's different.
所以早上我想借着两位弟兄的话呢，跟弟兄姊妹有一点思想。
So through the words of our two brothers, we try to fellowship.
我们来思想两件事。
We try to meditate on these two things.
一个是数算日子
，one to number our days.
一个是赎回我们的时间
，secondly to redeem our time.
我们看见摩西这句话了，头一个字是什么
？What is the first word of the words of Moses?
他求
，says, we ask.
他求主来教导他。
We ask the Lord to teach us.
在摩西一生的经历这么丰富以后呢？他还要求主来教导他怎么样。
After the many rich experiences of Moses, he asked the Lord to teach him.
如果摩西不能够自己教导自己数算日子的话
，If Moses cannot teach himself how to number his days,
我们也不能。
Then we cannot also.
今天我也不能教你怎么样来数算日子。
Then I cannot also teach you how to number your days.
因为我们都会算
，because we all can count.
每一个人都会算
，everybody can count.
连五岁的儿子也会算
，even a 5-year-old can number.
所以那个问题好像不是在那个算数这件事情上。
So the counting is not on the number.
但是要求主让我们有一个心来算。
But asking the Lord that we might have a heart to number.
这件事不是人所教的。
This thing is not what man can teach us.
我们人有一个天性，我们就不会算我们的日子。
We have a nature that we can never number our days.
我记得我们小的时候写作文的时候
When I was young, when we are writing a composition,
到三年级的时候我们就会写这样的句子
When we are in the third year, we can write this kind of a word.
这好像是每一次都要这样写的
It seems that we should always write this.
就是光阴似箭
The time like arrow. Time like arrow.
然后日月如梭
Oh Lord.
这个这个意思呢是很难了解的
So the meaning is so hard to apprehend
但是呢三年级的孩子都会用
But all the third graders can use it
在还没有那个自动纺织机的时候那个衣服呢是用一个梭来织成的
In making a clothes we use weaving
Before the time of machineYeah, you have to make clothes by hand, then you have a tool, then just go left and right.
Shuttle.
Yeah, you shuttle left and shuttle right. Yeah. 那个意思就是说呢，你 shuttle 过来呢就是白天，你 shuttle 过去就是晚上。
So shuttle, if you go to the left, it's night, a daytime, go to the right, it's night time.
这叫做日月如梭
shuttling night and day.
你看，当我们小学三年级的时候，我们真的懂那个意思吗
？So when we are a third grader, can we understand the meaning of this shuttling night and day?
但是我们不懂，但是我们会写。
But we don't know, but we write it.
所以每次就光阴似箭，日月如梭。
He said the time is like an arrow, and we are shuttling night and day.
然后下面呢是转眼间一学期就过去了。
So hard to apprehend. With the blink of your eyes, time flies by. Amen.
但是我们写了多少次呢
？But how many times have we write it?
很可惜，这学期又过去了。
But after a period of time, it passed.
没有好好的用功。
We do not diligently goes on.
所以这个暑假要好好的努力。
So this summer we need to be diligent.
而且我们实在心里很诚实的。
And our heart we are so truthful.
然后到了暑假结束的时候我们又写了。
After the summer we write again.
转眼间暑假又过去了。
He said the time flies like an arrow.
这个没有好好的念书。
This summer I'm not diligent in my study.
到下学期要有一个好的开始。
Next semester, I want to have a new beginning.
下学期开始的时候我们就这样写。
In the new semester comes, we write this thing again.
一寸光阴一寸金。
He said, a second is like a piece of gold.
寸金难买寸光阴。A piece of gold cannot buy a second. 我们写的时候我们觉得这句子很好。
When we write it, we feel that this teaching is very good.
但是一个悲哀的事情就是那些都是真的。
But the most sorrowful thing is all this is a fact.
每一句我们所写的话都是真的。
All the thing we write is all a fact.
我们过去的时间我们再也买不回来了。
The thing that has passed, we cannot buy it again.
我们今天所能掌握的就是现在。
Today, what we can hold on is today.
摩西告诉我们要数算自己的日子。
So Moses tells us we should number our days.
我们实在很会数算。
We can really number.
我们非常会数算。
We know how to count.
我们手算不过来我们就用算盘。
If we cannot count it, we use the calculator.
算盘算不过来我们就用电脑。
If we cannot use the calculator, then we use the computer.
所以我们有很多很多东西可以算。
We use all kinds of instruments to count, to number.
我们天天都在算。
Every day we are counting.
有一件事我们不算
，But there is one thing that we never number，
就是我们在地上的日子。
It's the days when we are on earth。
我们好像觉得我们每一个人都可以活到永永远远。
It seems that we feel that we can live for a thousand or forever。
是不是这样子、啊、
？Is it a fact？
如果不是这样的话，为什么钱要存那么多呢
？How can we if it is not a fact then how can we try to treasure a lot of money？
因为我们不知道我们会活多久的。
Because we don't know how long we will live。
所以我们就假设我们不会死的。
So we try to do this thing, trying to think that if we live this long,
什么东西都算。
So all the things we try to number,
我们的日子我们就不算。
Yet we do not number our days.
我们算什么东西呢
？What thing do we number?
我们也不是真的每一件事都算。
It doesn't mean that we number everything.
有两种事情我们要算。
There are two things that we should number.
一个是有价值的
，valuable. Those things that are valuable.
你有价值的东西你才会去算，对不对
？We try to count the things that are valuable.
我们常常算我们现在银行里面还有多少存款。
We try to count the money we have in the bank.
因为这是很重要的。
Because this thing is very important.
因为不算的话，我不知道我们可以支出多少。
Because if we don't count, we do not know how can we live.
第二件事情我们算。
Another thing we need to count.
就是那些我们心里面宝贵的。
The things that are valuable in our heart.
有些东西可能别人认为没有什么价值。
Maybe some of the things are not so valuable to other people.
好像你收集了一些旧邮票。
Maybe that's old stamp.
别人可能认为没有什么价值。
Maybe to other people it's worthless.
在对你来讲那个很重要。
But to you it's worth.
常常拿出来看一看。
So every day we try to bring it out and look at it.
常常算一算。
Try to count it.
你有想到我们神也是会算的。
But do you know that our God also knows how to number?
你如果读圣经的话，你看就发现神也会算。
If we read the Bible, we can see the Lord knows how to number.
神算什么东西呢
？What did God is counting on?
神算的是有价值。
He is counting and numbering those that are valuable.
有一次以利亚就向神抱怨。
One time Elijah tried to complain before the Lord.
他说就剩我一个。
It's altogether, I'm just alone.
这全地呢就剩我一个。
On all the earth, I'm left alone.
那主就跟他说了，不对啊。
But the Lord said no.
有七千呐。
There are 7,000 people.
就神在那里算
，The Lord is counting，
每一个爱主的他都算
，Those who love the Lord he is numbering，
因为这些呢是神认为有价值
，Because to the Lord these people are valuable。
你看见神在那里算
，So we see God is numbering，
算那些爱主的人
，Counting those people who love him，
是很好很宝贵的事
，So it's a very precious thing。
如果地上有一个人爱主，在天上神就在那里计算
，If a person loves the Lord on earth， the Lord has counted that in heaven。
神一定算了很久了
，The Lord has counted that for a long time。
神每天都在算
，Every day he's counting。
有没有增加一个
？Today there's one additional。
有没有减少一个
？We deduct another one。
所以那个以利亚一讲的时候，我们就说只有还有七千。
So when Elijah said I'm only alone, the Lord said no, there are till 7,000.
在圣经另外一个地方主也在算。
And another part of the Bible, the Lord also is counting.
主不但算了，主还写了一本书来算。
Not only the Lord is numbering, he also wrote a book in numbers.
叫民数记。
It means the book of numbers.
我们每一个人读民数记的时候，我们都是要睡着了。
When we read the book of numbers, we always fell asleep.
因为那本书没有讲别的，就是在算。
Because in the book, it doesn't speak of anything but just numbers.
算这个支派有多少人，多少人，多少人。
So on this tribe, how many people?
我们读的时候好像觉得这对我们没有什么重要。
To us, it is not very important to us.
但是我们也想到这些以色列的百姓乃是神所宝贵的。
But we should know that the Israelites are precious in the Lord.
我们或许不认为他们有什么宝贵。
Maybe to us it is not that valuable.
他们也是非常的软弱。
They are so weak.
他们也常常背逆神。
And many times they rebel against God.
但是神一个一个一个的算他们。
But the Lord count them one by one.
这是神的计算。
This is the counting of God.
所以凡是有价值的东西，凡是我们认为我们宝贵的东西，我们就要数算。
Things that are valuable, things that are valuable to us, we all need to count.
如果这是没有价值的东西，我们就不算。
Those things that are not valuable, we do not count it.
同样，今天也是这样。
Today, the same thing.
我们是不是认为我们的日子是很宝贵
？Today, do we think that our days are valuable?
我记得我曾经算过日子。
Before I counted my days,
我很少这样算的。
For only a few times.
但是呢，有一段时间呢，我算过了。
But there is a period of time I try to number my days.
就是考大学联考以前。
It is before I take the college exam.
这个时候呢，每一个人要上大学，不是申请，要考试。
Before we enter into college, we need to pass through a test.
你考上了才可以读，考不上就没有时间。
After we pass the exam, then we can enter into the university.
也不是我自己要算，他们就写一个数字在黑板上面。
It's not that I want to count, but all.These are recorded in the blackboard, bulletin board.
从第100天开始就写一个100。
So the first 100 days is at 100.
No, 100 remaining days.
100 remaining days.
写一个大大的100在黑板上面。
It put a 100 remaining days.
然后每过一天呢就把减一。
Then after it passed the day, then he said minus 1.
然后隔两天就变成99.
So it becomes 99 remaining days.
然后98。
Then 98.
这个很有用啊。
It's very useful.
每天坐在那里就看那个 number.
Every day we should just look at the number.
如果从九变到八的时候啊，从九十几变到八十几的时候，心里就很紧张。
If from 98 it becomes 80, then we try to be anxious.
然后慢慢看那个数字越来越少。
Then the numbers start to decrease.
然后就发现那时间是宝贵。
So we feel that the time is very precious.
这叫做数算日子。
This is what we call numbering our day.
那并不是说我们真的来数日子
，It doesn't mean that we should count the day.
最重要的乃是将要发生的那个事情。
The most important thing is the thing that will happen on that day.
之所以会数日子，乃是因为那个日子到的时候有一件事情要发生。
Why do we number our days? Because when the day comes, something will happen.
如果我认为那件事情对我很重要
，If we feel that this thing is very valuable to me,
那我就count我的日子。
Then we start to number our days.
如果认为那个日子不重要。
If we feel that this thing that will happen is not valuable,
then 我就不需要 count.
Then I don't need to number my days.
所以问题不是在数算这件事情上。
So the important thing is not to number the day,
乃是我们是不是认为那个要发生的事是有价值的。
Rather, we will know the thing that will happen on that day is important or valuable to us.
如果我认为是有价值的
，If I feel it is valuable,
那我们就会在这里数算。
Then we will try to number our days.
什么事情要发生
？What are the things that will happen？
什么事情在我们的前面
？What are the things that is on front of us？
所以我们讲它有三件事。
So we speak of three things。
这是神要我们留在这个地上的原因。
This is the purpose God has put us on earth。
是神给我们今天有一天的生命，存留的原因。
It is the reason the Lord we a life that the Lord has put on us。
第一，他要我们明白他的心意。
Firstly is that we will know God's eternal purpose。
第二。他要在我们在地上经历教会的生活。
That we on earth will also experience the second aspect, the church life.
第三，他要我们预备他的再来。
And the third aspect, we will be prepared on his coming.
这些事情是不是重要
？Are these things important to us?
如果这些事情是重要的话，今天我们就要数算自己的日子。
If we feel these things are important to us, then we will try to number our days.
如果这些事情不重要的话
，If we feel these things are not important to us,
那我们就不需要数算自己的日子。
Then we don't need to number our days.
弟兄姊妹，早上。我们弟兄交通道，这是一个新的问题。
brothers, fellowship, this is a matter of the heart.
属灵的事情都是心的问题。
Spiritual things altogether the matter of the heart.
属灵的事不是我们心思的问题。
The spiritual things are the matter of the mind.
所有属灵的事情，如果我们只是用心思去了解的话，那对我们并没有什么帮助。
If spiritual things we try to understand it with our mind, then it will not be a help to us.
所以这节圣经的英文翻译非常好。
So the translation in the English is good.
在中文说要得着智慧的心
，that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
但是在这个 King James 的翻译里面，他说要我们 apply 用我们的心。
But in the King James version, apply to us the heart of wisdom. Apply the heart to this matter. We should apply the heart to this matter.
当我们想到这件事的时候
，if we try to consider this thing，
甚至我们想到每一件属灵的事的时候
，when we think of spiritual things，
最重要的是我们是不是来用我们的心。
It's a matter of whether we apply our heart to it or not。
如果我们 apply 用我们的心的话，那我们就能得着。
If we apply our heart into it， then we will gain it。
在新约里面记载了两件事
，in the old。In the New Testament, there it is recorded two things.
这两件事很有意思。
These two things are very meaningful.
摆在一起看特别好。
When we put it together, it's very good.
头一个是讲到那个少年人的官来到主的面前。
It speaks of the young ruler who come before the Lord.
这人很有钱的。
And this young ruler is very rich.
所以他就问主耶稣说，怎么样我才可以来得到永生
？He said, "How can I gain eternal life?"
主耶稣就讲了很多。
Then the Lord speaks a lot.
他说这些呢我都做到了。
Then the Lord, the young ruler said, I have accomplished all these things.
我从小就做到了。
When I was young, I have done this.
那主耶稣就说了。
Then the Lord said,
好那你就变卖你一切所有来跟随我。
Then he said, sell all and follow me.
这人一听就不太好。
When the person heard it, he feel it's not so good.
因为这个他是很有钱的人。
Because he's a very rich person.
就像我们弟兄赵汉伟说的，这个主的国来的时候，他自己的国就没有了。
Like what our brother said, if his kingdom comes, then our kingdom will go.
所以他就悠悠愁愁的走了。
So he went away sorrowfully.
他听了主的话以后呢，他就思想了一下。
When he think of the word of God, he tried to think over it.
他用他的心思
，he used his mind.
用我们的心思想一想呢，就不太对。
Using his mind to understand it, he feel it's not right.
好，这是头一件事。
This is the first thing.
另外一件事讲到有一个人。
Another thing, speak of a person.
是个很坏的人。
It's a very notorious person.
他是一个税吏。
He's a Pharisee.
他的名字叫撒该。
Then his name is Zacchaeus.
他呢遇到主了。
When Zacchaeus met the Lord,
他这个人很坏，常常骗人的。
This person is so evil. He tries to always to cheat people.
所以他的钱很多，他骗了很多的钱。
And because of that, he is very rich.
就他碰到主耶稣了。
Then he met the Lord.
他说什么呢
？What did he say?
他说我要变卖我一半的钱财。
He said, I will sell half of my goods.
来分给那个穷人。
And give it to the poor.
我从前欺骗谁我就要还他四倍。
To every person whom I cheated, I will pay fourfold.
这两个人有什么不一样
?What is the difference between these two people?
两个人都很有钱啊。
These two people are both rich people.
两个人都碰到主耶稣了。
And both have met the Lord.
有一个人用心思。
One used his mind.
有一个人用他的心
，one used his heart.
当他用他的心的时候呢，他就发现不是一个问题。
When he used his heart, he felt it's not a problem.
当我们用我们的思考的时候，什么都是问题。
When we use our mind, we always feel it's always a problem.
最近我们教会有这样的一件事
啊。In the church today, we had a certain matter that arose up.
就是我们在找一个聚会的地方。
We are trying to look for a meeting place.
我们感觉主让我们找一个地方能聚会。
We feel the Lord wants us to look for a meeting place.
有一天呢我们就看到一个地方。
One day we found a place.
我们看到一个地方以后呢我们都觉得不错。
And we feel this place is so good. That's bad.
但是呢如果我们有两种方法来对这件事。
If we use two methods in meeting this matter.
头一方法呢用我们的头脑。
Firstly, we try to use our mind.
用我们的头脑以后我们就来算一算。
Use our mind, then we try to count.
然后一算就发现了不行。
After counting, it feels not right.
我们没有够，我们实在没有足够的钱财来买这个地方。
We don't have that much financial money to you know to buy this thing.
但是还有另外一个方法来分这件事。
But we use another method in order to make this matter.
用我们的心
，we use our heart.
我们看主的需要在哪里。
We try to consider what is the need of the Lord.
当我们用我们的心
来面对属灵的事情的时候，那个结果完全不一样。
If we use our heart to meet this, apply the spiritual things, we find it's totally different.
我们听到属灵的道理的时候，要用我们的心来听。
If we heard of a spiritual message, we need to use our heart to apply it.
如果我们用我们的心来接受主的话的话，这个结果很不一样。
If we use our heart to meet the word of the Lord, we see the results are different.
如果我们用我们的头脑来思想这件事的话
，If we use our mind to think over this thing,
我们就发现这也不可能，那个也不可能，这也不实际，那也不实际。
Then we will find problems in all aspects.
就叫我们不能够往前
，It's causing us not to go on forward.
这叫做数算日子。
This is what we call to number our days.
我们要成为一个在心里面来对神宝贵的人，我们才能够数算日子。
We should be those people who are using our heart, applying our heart to this valuable things to God.
在新约里面讲到有一个人，他看到一块地。
We see in the Bible it says a person find a lot, piece of lot.
那个地里面呢有宝贝。
And this lot has some treasures within.
如果你看到那块地，你会怎么办
？If we find this piece of land, what is your decision?
那个地实在是非常好。
This piece of land is so good.
里面实在有宝贝。
And it, there are a lot of treasures.
啊，这个人很聪明的。
And this person is very wise.
他把他所有的都卖掉。
He sell all his things.
把这块地买。
And bought this piece of land.
他看见这个地的宝贵。
Because he sees the preciousness in this piece of land.
那块地可能被很多人看过了。
Maybe this piece of land had been looked by a lot of people.
但没有一个人愿意把它买下来。
But not one was willing to buy this piece of land.
这实在是一个新的问题。
But so it's a matter of the heart.
这实在是个价值的问题。
It's a matter of the valuable.
是不是这个事情是不是那么宝贵呢
？Is this thing really that valuable?
如果真是那么宝贵的话，你是不是应该把它买下来
？If it is that valuable, should we buy it?
如果我们嘴里面说是宝贵
，If we in our mouth we say it's valuable,
我们嘴里面说它是美好
，and in our mouth we say it's good,
但是呢，我们不肯买下来
，But we are not willing to buy it.
这件事怎么解释呢
？Then how can we explain this matter？
那是因为我们在心思里面认为是宝贵。
Because we only consider that in our mind that it's valuable，
我们的心没有认为它宝贵。
Our heart doesn't count it as valuable。
如果我们的心跟我们的头脑一致的话
，If our mind and our heart are the same，
我们就会把那块地。
Then we can buy that place。
今天就在我们当中。常常要做一件事。
Today in the midst of us, the Lord is doing one thing,
让我们看见他的宝贵。
To see the preciousness of Him,
要看见他的宝贵。
To consider the preciousness of Him,
好像有一天我们愿意说，主，我们愿意把它买这块地。
Lord, I'm willing to buy this piece of land.
我们怎么样实际上来数算呢
？In reality, how can we number our days?
如果我们今天我们觉得啊，主，你实在是宝贵。
If we today we feel that the Lord is that precious.
我愿意来数算日子。
I'm willing to number my day.
我怎么样开始呢
？How can we begin it？
千万不要回家做一年的计划。
Don't go home and try to make a year's resolution.
这个我试过很多次都不成的。
I have tried this a lot of times.
也不要开始说、啊、我现在开始每天早上怎么样，下午怎么样，晚上怎么样。
Don't say that. Oh, this morning I will do this, the afternoon and the evening.
这个我也试过了，也不成的。
I have tried this a lot of times, but it doesn't work.
怎么样来实行呢？
How do we apply?
就像摩西一样
，It's like Moses.
摩西说：“主啊，求你指教我。
”Lord, teach me to number my days.
这就是方法。
This is the way.
你是不是每一天来这样祷告
？Every day do we pray like this?
每天早上你起来的时候
，Every day when we rose up in the morning,
你说：“主，感谢你给我新的一天。
”Lord, thank you for giving me a new day.
求你指教我，计算今天。
Lord, teach me how to number my days.
我们没有一个人能够一次数两天的。
Not every one of us can number our days twice a day.
No, we can't count 2 days.
We can't count 2 days.
我们的能力只能算一天。
Our strength is only up to 1 day.
我们也只有每一天算好了，我们才能够算第二天。
Only we after counting today can we count for tomorrow.
这是我们应该有的祷告。
This is the kind of prayer we should have.
我们要求主让这一天在他的面前被纪念。
We should say, Lord, may this day be countable in your sight.
我们不要想过去。
Don't think of the past.
有时候我们一想到过去的时候，我们就觉得哎很难过。
When we think of the past, we feel so sorrowful.
有好多日子都浪费。
Because a lot of days have been wasted.
好多日子都主不纪念。
A lot of days have not been counted before the Lord.
好多日子都是羞愧。
A lot of days have been a shame.
感谢主，主不要让我们看过去。
But the Lord doesn't want us to look behind.
主让我们看这一天。 The Lord wants us to look today. 我们一天一天的带到主的面前。Every day we bring it before the Lord. 主让我，求你指教我来算今天的日子。Lord, teach me how to number my day. 让这一天在你的里面有价值。That this day will be counted in your sight.
如果我们常常做这样的祷告
，If every day we have this kind of a prayer,
主就会越来越宝贵。
Then the Lord will be more precious to us.
如果我们主越对我们越宝贵的话
，The Lord has been more precious to us day by day.
我们就越来越会数算日子。
Then the more we know how to number our day.
弟兄们，这一件事情不是我们自己能够靠着自己的力量来做。
Brothers, these things cannot be done by our own strength.
保罗说，行出来用不得我。
That what we want, we cannot do it.
弟兄姊妹，真是这个行出来用不得我。
What we want to do, we can't do it.
由不得你，也由不得我。
It's not of us, it's also not of me.
我们需要来像摩西一样。
We should be like Moses.
求主来帮助我。
Asking the Lord to teach us.
甚至我们可以一天要祷告两三次。
Maybe every day we just pray more than two times.
也许我们上午被主纪念了，下午还要再主纪念。
Maybe in the morning we pray, in the afternoon we should also pray.
这是一个最重要的祷告。
This is the most important prayer.
让我们在地上的日子不要白白的过去。
That the days while we're living on this earth will not be wasted.
好，我们来思想第二件事。
The second thing.
什么叫赎回光阴？
What do you mean by redeeming our time?
这很难了解。
It's hard to comprehend.
时间能够赎回来吗？
Can we redeem back the time?
难道我过去那个浪费的时间可以赎回来的吗？
All the days that have been wasted, can we redeem it back?
如果能好，实在太好了。
If we can redeem it back, it will be very good.
我们都会觉得过去浪费很多时间。
We feel that a lot of days have been wasted.
永远买不回来了。
We can never bought it back.
这是想到的时候让我们心里觉得难过。
Every time we think of it, we feel so sorrowful within.
但是这里保罗说可以赎回来的。
But Paul says we can redeem it back.
怎么赎回来呢？
How can we redeem it back?
这个赎这个字呢，在圣经里面是一个非常重要的思想。
To redeem is a very important idea
thought
in the Bible.
是一个中心的一个思想。
It's the main thought in the Bible.
所以神为了要让他百姓了解什么叫做赎。
So in order that the Lord will cause his children, his people to know the word to redeem,
他就一再的教导他们。
He keep on teaching them.
什么叫做赎呢？
What do you mean to redeem?
赎就是得回那个失去的。
To redeem means to take back what is lost, recover back what is lost.
到底我们失去了什么？
What have we lost?
以色列人失去了什么？
What have the Israelites lost?
为什么要赎回来呢？
Why should they redeem it back?
我们如果没有东西失去，我们就不需要赎回来。
If we haven't lost anything, there is no need for redeeming it back.
今天我们讲话里面常常有一个词是不正确的。
In our speaking, there is one word that is not so appropriate.
我们说赎罪
，we mean to redeem our sin.
事实上，罪不是我们失去的东西
，the sins are not things that we have lost.
我们所要赎的，也不是把那个罪赎回来
，it doesn't mean that we should redeem back the sin.
所以那实在是一个不正确的一个说法
，so it's not a very appropriate word.
到底我们失去的是什么
？What have we lost?
我们所失去的乃是神的同在
，we have lost the presence of God.
到在伊甸园里面的时候，人跟神是有同在的。
Before in the Garden of Eden, man has God's presence.
当人犯罪了以后呢，那个同在就失去了。
When man sinned, then the presence of God is lost.
所以这个赎，表示要把那个同在赎回来。
To redeem means to redeem back the presence of God.
怎么样能够赎回来呢？
How can we redeem it back?
神就设立了一个方法。
Then the Lord opened up a way.
你们要把这个同在赎回来的话，有这么一个方法。
If we want to redeem back the presence of God, there is a way.
你要带一条牲畜来。
Bring a sacrifice. We should bring a sacrifice.
把这个牲畜杀在神的面前
，and put this sacrifice before the Lord，
然后把这个牲畜放在祭坛的上面
，and putting this sacrifice on the altar，
然后把这个祭物呢烧给神
，then to burn this sacrifice before the Lord，
然后人就可以进到那个会幕里面
，then man can enter into the tabernacle，
进入那个会幕就是代表与神同在
，as to enter into the tabernacle means having God's presence，
这个叫做赎
，this means to redeem，
这个叫做赎就是把失去我们所失去的得回来。
Is to redeem back, recover back that is lost.
所以简单的来说，我们要把这个东西赎回来的话，要经过祭坛。
So in simple terms, if we want to redeem back this thing, we need to pass through the altar.
如果不经过祭坛的话，就不能赎回来。
If we don't pass through the altar, we cannot recover it back.
我们也不能就单单我们这个人来经过祭坛。
We cannot come by ourselves before the altar.
我们如果单单靠我们的力量，我们是没有用的。
By our strength, there is no use.
我们需要有一个 sacrifice.
We need a sacrifice.
感谢神，今天我们都有那个祭物了。
Today we all have that sacrifice.
今天我们不需要再带另外一个牲畜来。
We don't need to bring another for the sacrifice.
耶稣基督已经成为我们的祭物。
Jesus Christ has become the ultimate sacrifice.
但是我们今天还要做一件事。
But today we still do one thing.
我们还是要经过那个祭坛。
We need to pass through the altar.
虽然祭物已经在那里为我们准备好了。
Even though the sacrifice has already been prepared.
我们却要来经过祭坛。
We need to pass through the altar.
这个就叫赎。
This probably means to redeem.
那这跟赎回时间有什么关系呢？
What is the difference between the redeeming the time?
这个叫做赎是把我们所失去的与神的同在赎回来。
It's redeeming back what is lost concerning the presence of God.
但是这个实在跟我们那个赎回时间有非常非常重要的关系。
But this thing has a very close relation with redeeming back our time.
罗马书12章第一节，罗马讲
12 verse 1 says,
我们要将身体献上当作活祭。
We should offer up our body as a living sacrifice.
这就是赎回时间。
This is what we mean by redeeming back the time.
如果我们这个人是把自己献给神当作一个活祭的话，我们就把时间赎回来了。
If we present ourselves, our body as a living sacrifice before the Lord, then we are redeeming back the time.
这是我们赎回时间那个最好的方法。
This is the best way in which we redeem back our time.
我们赎回时间不是来靠自己的计划。
Redeeming back our time is not by our own effort.
我们来赎回时间也不是靠着自己的节省。
Redeeming the time is not by using our own calculation.
我们来赎回时间乃是把自己奉献给神。
To redeem back our time is to present ourselves as a living sacrifice.
当我们这个人在祭坛上的时候
，When we this person has been on the altar.
当我们这个人是奉献给神的时候
，When we offer ourselves before the Lord，
我们所有失去的时间都要赎回来的。
All the time that we have wasted will be redeemed back。
这是何等重要的一件事
！It's a very important matter。
我们失去的时间太多了
，We have lost a lot of days。
我们没有办法来补回来
，We can never redeem it back。
只有这个方法
，But there is only one way。
只有这个方法
，The one unique way，
把我们自己献上
，To present ourselves as a living sacrifice。
所有失去的时间
，All the time that is lost。
每一分每一秒我们失去的时间
every minute, every second that we have lost,
都要赎回来。
We'll all redeem it back.
所以世人说这一句话。
So the worldly people say this.
他说在神的殿宇里面住一日要胜过住千日。
He said, a day is in your court is better than a thousand days.
这一天就把那一千日赎回来了。
A day in your court will redeem back a thousand days.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是一个秘诀。
Brother and sister, this is really a secret.
我们今天如果在神的殿宇里面居住一天
，If we stay in the court of the Lord for one day,
就要胜过你在那个外面住一千天。
Then we will overcome a thousand days outside.
这是神的心意。
This is the purpose of God.
这是神要告诉我们怎么样来赎回他的赎回我们失去的时间。
This is the Lord teaching us how to redeem back the time that which was lost.
这个道路在哪里呢
？Where is the way？
这道路就是在祭坛上面。
The way is on the altar。
所以诗人就告诉我们说
，So the psalmist said，
那个燕子在祭坛找到它的窝。
He said the sparrow finds a nest on the altar。
为什么他说在祭坛旁边找到窝呢
？How can say that the sparrow find a nest on the altar？
为什么他不说在别的地方找到窝呢
？He said how why did he say that he should find another place in a nest on another place？
为什么不说在陈设饼的桌子找到一个窝呢？
Why did he say that he found a nest in the cubed table?
为什么不说在金灯台的地方找到一个窝呢
？Why did he say not on the
golden lamp?
Golden lantern he find a nest.
他说在祭坛找到破处之窝。
Rather he find a nest on the altar.
弟兄姊妹，我们的安息的地方在哪里
？Brothers, where is our place of rest?
我们安息的地方实在是在祭坛的上面。
Our place of rest is on the altar.
也只有当我们在祭坛上面的时候
，When we are on the altar，
我们就在神的院宇的里面。
Then we are in the courts of the Lord，
在神的院宇里面住一日
，Staying in the courts of the Lord for a day，
只要胜过一千日
，Better than a thousand，
这是我们的时间，我们就赎回来了。
Then we redeem back our time。
感谢主，主给我们这样一个好的方法。
Praise the Lord for giving us a very good way。
无论我们浪费了多少时间
，No matter how many days have we lost。
我们就可以赎回来。
We can still redeem it back.
而且很快很快的就可以赎回来。
Not only we can redeem it back very quickly.
这是一个很重要的一个属灵的原则。
This is a very important spiritual principle.
我们每天有好多的时间在我们的手上。
Every day we have a lot of time in our hands.
我们有两个选择。
We have two choices.
我们可以把这个时间放在我们自己的手上。
We can put this time in our hands.
我们也可以把这个时间放在主的手上。
We can also put all this time in the hands of the Lord.
放在主的手上，主就会把它拨开。
If the Lord, we place it before the Lord, then the Lord will break it.
主就会祝福。
The Lord will bless it.
然后那个时间就会变得很多很多。
And this time will become many.
成为你的祝福。成为多人的祝福。
It will become a blessing to you and a blessing to others.
这就是把那个时间赎回来。
It is to redeem back the time.
如果我们把那个时间放在我们自己的手上。
But if we put all this time in our hands,
我们就会把它浪费掉。
Then we will waste it.
我们就会把它浪费掉。
We will waste it.
如果你不相信，不信我的话，我们可以试试看。
If you don't believe me, then you can try it yourself.
我们今天下午每一个人都有四五个钟头。
This afternoon we still have more than 5 hours.
四五个钟头我们会怎么样去用它
In this 4 or 5 hours, how do we use it?
如果我们把这四五个钟头摆在我们的手上的话
If we use this 4 or 5 hours in our hands,
我们会想一个方法把它浪费掉
We can use of a method in order to waste it.
如果是用不信的话我们下礼拜来交通一下
If you don't believe it, next week we can come and fellowship.
告诉我们，我们这个礼拜天下午那四五个钟头怎么样用掉的
？We can fellowship. How do we use these 4 or 5 hours? Last week,
我们就发现我们人是非常有办法浪费时间。
We are very capable of wasting our time.
这并没有什么稀奇。
It's not very surprising.
这是我们的本性。
This is our nature.
我们除非我们把这个时间奉献给主。
Nonetheless, we just commit this time into the hands of the Lord,
让主来使用它。
That the Lord can use it.
然后主就把这个时间来变化了。
Then the Lord will, you know, transform this time,
变成我们的祝福。
Transform it to become our blessing.
感谢主，最近主常常对我们说话。
Praise the Lord, the Lord in this day keep on speaking to us.
告诉我们他永远的旨意。
Telling us his eternal purpose.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在神的面前诚实的话，
If we are honest before the Lord, brothers and sisters,
我今天主要对你说话。
If the Lord speak to you today,
主，你说你懂不懂我永远的旨意
？Do you know what is my eternal purpose?
弟兄姊妹，你能够说我实在懂了吗
？Can you say I all knew it?
如果我们还不能说我们实在懂你的旨意
，If we can say I really don't know concerning your eternal purpose,
我们好像应该花一点时间来寻求主的旨意。
Then we should spend some time in thinking about it.
我们应该把我们生活里面有一段时间我们来奉献给主。
We should separate a part of our time to think about it.
主，我实在认为知道你的旨意是一件重要的事。
Lord, I feel that to know your eternal purpose is something invaluable.
是比生活其他的事情都还要重要一点。
It's more important than all the things in my living.
如果我们真是这样认为
,If we really have this kind of a thinking,
不但是我们的头脑这样认为 我们的心也是这样认为。
Not only we have this idea in our mind, also in our heart.
我们应该把一点时间奉献给主。
We need to offer up our time, a part of our time before the Lord.
主最近又告诉我们，我们在地上有一个属灵的实际。
And the Lord also tells us that we have a spiritual reality on this earth today.
就是教会的生活。
It's the church life.
如果我们从来不跟其他的肢体有任何的交通的话
，If we never have some fellowship with the rest of the members,
这教会的实际在哪里呢
？And what is the reality of the church life?
如果这件事情是很重要的
，If we feel this thing is very important.
如果我们认为从心里面认为这件事情是很重要的
，If we feel in our heart that this thing is something important，
我们要拿一点时间出来
，Then we should separate a part of our time，
把这个事情交给主
，and give it to the Lord。
主，我认为我知道教会的生活是重要的
，Lord， I feel that the church life is very important。
我要把这个时间来奉献给你
，Lord， I want to give this time before you，
在我经历教会生活的实际
，That I might experience the reality of the church life。
最近主又告诉我们。他来的日子近了。
The Lord also tells us that His coming is very near.
当主来的时候，主不是要看地上发生了什么事。
When the Lord comes, He doesn't want to look at what is happening on this earth.
主来的时候要看新妇预备好了没。
Rather, when He comes, He is looking for the bride that is prepared.
新妇是谁
？Where is the bride?
新妇就是我。
We are the bride.
我为着主的再来，我们要预备自己。
For the Lord's second coming, we should prepare ourselves.
我们在过去的一段时间里面。
有多少的时间是在预备自己的啊。For many days we have prepared ourselves.
How much time have we spent?
How much time have we spent to prepare ourselves?
是不是很重要呢？
Is it that important?
是不是这个心腹装扮整齐这件事情重不重要呢？
Is the preparing of the bride, is that important to us?
如果这件事情是重要的，
If it is important,
我的心里面认为是重要的，
And our hearts also feel that it is important.
弟兄姊妹，我们要把一点时间拿出来。
We need to separate our time.
把这个时间奉献在主的面前
，and offer it before the Lord。
弟兄姊妹，我们的时间呢，如果要分别出来的话，一定要先奉献给主。
If we want to separate our time, we need to offer it before the Lord。
我们自己怎么样分别都没有办法的。
How we separate our time, there's really no way。
无论你怎么样的 try，
how many times we try，
你怎么样把你的时间分来分去
？How many times we try to separate our time，
到最后你还是会把它用掉的。
The result is that we will feel wasted。
只有一件事，就是把那个时间奉献给主。
But there is one way is that we offer our time before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们奉献我们的时间，就是奉献我们这个人。
If we offer our time, offer up our time, then we offer up ourselves.
你可不可能奉献这个时间，但是不奉献你这个人呢？
Is this thing possible that we offer up our time, then we don't offer up ourselves?
这是一件不可能的事。
It's an impossible thing.
所以神给的是他的自己。
What God gave is Himself.
神所要的是我们。
What he wants is we.
神不要我们的钱。
He doesn't want our money.
神也不要我们的东西。
He doesn't want our things.
神所要的才是我们。
What he wants is we ourselves.
是不是有人愿意来把自己给神？
Any man among you that are willing to give himself to God.
这是很难的一件事。
It's a very hard thing.
如果我们放在我们的思想里面思想一下就觉得很难。
If we try to think it, think about it, we feel it's a very hard thing.
因为我们生活里面有好多好多其他的事。
Because in our living there are a lot of items.
所以是不可能的一件事。
It is almost impossible.
但是在圣经里面摩西讲了这一句话。
But in the Bible, Moses said,
他说求你让我们早早保得你的慈爱。
Lord, that we early we...
14节那一句。
Verse 19.Chapter 19. Okay, satisfy us early with thy mercy.
我们这些人不是靠着我们自己的力量能够上那个祭坛。
We ourselves, by our own effort, we can come before the altar.
每一个走上祭坛的人，他里面都是丰丰富富充满了主的慈爱。
All people who come before the altar are filled with the mercies of God.
只有一个人被神的大爱所感动，才会甘心情愿走上祭坛。
When a person being filled with the love of the Lord, can he come before the altar?
所以他有这样一个祷告。
So he has this kind of a prayer.
他求主让我早早保得你的慈爱。
So he says, satisfy us early with thy mercy.
这实在也是我的祷告。
This is also my prayer.
我不但要求主让我能够保得他的慈爱。
Not only can we be satisfied with the Lord's mercy,
主也祷告让弟兄姊妹都能够早早保得主的慈爱。
We also pray that all the saints will be satisfied by His mercy.
英斗弟兄讲了一件事，我觉得很好。
I feel what Brother John Ingle said is very good.
他说他来 Houston 的时候坐在飞机上没有事情。
When John Ingle sat on the airplane to come to Houston, he had nothing to do.
那个飞机又非常非常的挤。
And the plane is very a lot of people.
所以他就说，他就用在飞机上的时间为弟兄姊妹祷告。
So on the plane, he started to pray for the saints.
他说这是一个非常好的方法来赎回他的时间。
This is a very good thing in order to redeem back his time.
我觉得这样很好。
You feel it's very good.
我觉得我们好多机会，我们来赎回时间。
There are a lot of times that we can redeem back our time.
我们要来为弟兄姊妹祷告。
We should pray for the saints.
我们很多时候我们看到弟兄姊妹的时候，我们就觉得这个弟兄姊妹有这个缺点。
Whenever we come and meet the saint, we feel this brother has a weakness.
那个弟兄姊妹有那个缺点。
And this sister has a lack.
我们好像带了一个显微镜一样。
We come with a microscope.
这叫做浪费时间。
This is what we call wasting our time.
如果我们是一个赎回时间的人，我们就为这个弟兄姊妹祷告。
If we want to redeem back our time, we need to pray for this brother.
就为那个弟兄姊妹祷告。
We should pray for that brother also.
每一次看见教会有需要的时候，我就祷告。
Every time we see the needs of the church, we start to pray.
当我们在台下听到的时候，我们也可以祷告。
And when we heard it, we can also pray in our seats.
如果我们看到我们一个有一个弟兄姊妹好像没有在听啊。
When we see some of the brothers are not listening to the
message, 很可能他发生昨天发生了什么事。
Maybe something happened in his living.
可能他身体不舒服。
Maybe he's not good in his health.
如果你感觉到了你就不要祷告。
If we have this kind of feeling, we should start to pray for this.
如果我们在播饼聚会里面
When we are in the Lord's table,
哎好久没有人祷告。
And we feel that nobody's praying.
你就可以祷告。
We can pray.
也许主没有给你话语
Maybe the Lord doesn't give you words.
你就可以祷告看哪一个人啊还没有顺服主呢
We should pray that Lord, that the Lord will touch those people that have a feeling.
当我们这样来用我们的时间的时候
If we use our time in this way,
我们就把失去的时间拾回来
Then we can redeem back the time that is lost.
弟兄姊妹时间实在不多了
Brothers, the time is not much.
我们在主的面前能够预备他再来的时间也不多了。
And we preparing for his second coming, the time is not that much.
主实在要我们来多明白他的心意。
The Lord wants us to know more concerning his eternal purpose.
主也实在盼望在地上的教会有一个实际。
And the Lord also wants that there is a reality in the matter of church life.
神更盼望他来的时候能够看到一个装备整齐的一个心腹。
The Lord also wants that in his second coming, there is a bride that has been prepared.
为了这个缘故神要呼召我们出来。
So for this purpose, the Lord wants to call us,
把我们的时间奉献给他。
That we will give our time to him,
让这个时间在主的手中。
That this time will be in his hands,
他就会用这个时间把我们所失去一切的时间都赎回来。
Then he will use this time to recover back, redeem back the time that is lost.
下面我们有一点祷告。
Let's have some prayers.